The July 2011 windstorm that hit Burnett County and other parts of northwest Wisconsin leveled trees on tens of thousands of acres. But the American Bird Conservancy says it likes what the state, local governments, and private landowners did next as it pertains to the golden-winged warbler. Internationally, the bird's population is dropping, though it isn't on the U.S. endangered species list, at least not yet. The Bird Conservancy's Andrew Rothman says the warbler needs young forest land for nesting, and the Wisconsin tree salvaging operation after the 2011 blowdown has taken that into account.
Going in and looking at a given area and properly looking at how to salvage it and properly looking at what's going to be left on this particular stand based on what the blowdown did and how we might be able to salvage it, we might then have a management opportunity for a golden-winged warbler.
Rothman says Wisconsin and Minnesota are two of the states with the largest remaining populations of the warbler, so what happens at nesting time here is vital. Unfortunately, he says wintertime habitat for the migrating bird is a concern.
It winters from Honduras down all the way to Colombia, and so how do we do conservation initiatives in those areas to ensure that we have habitat protected on the wintering grounds?
Rothman says other species that benefit from young forest habitat include the American woodcock, ruffed grouse, black bear, and bobcat. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.